With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, these days, Dublin Pride is a major celebration of inclusion, but it was a very different story 50 years ago. On June 27th, 1974, just 10 brave souls made up the first Dublin Pride March in a very different Ireland. Now, to mark that anniversary, Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride and the RTE Concert Orchestra present Shine at the National Concert Hall and as part of the Limerick Summer Proms next Thursday and Friday. And Shobzy is going to be there, is here in studio to tell us all about it. You're also going to be there. Hi.
I'm also going to be there. Hi, how are you, Blanca?
How are you, Shobzy?
I'm great. I'm very, very good.
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
You do.
You know, even though it's radio, it's a good idea to kind of just get
it. Is. Listen, there's cameras all over the place in this building.
I have to watch out.
Yeah, you got to watch out. You got to watch out. But listen, this is going to be absolutely incredible. I mean, a serious lineup of fabulous music. So, okay, Shobzy, you're very welcome. So what does that 50th anniversary mean to you personally before we get into the music?
Yeah, like it's kind of incredible, isn't it, to think about 10 people walking down the street in 1974.
Opening themselves up to such risk.
Yeah, and obviously
danger.
There was a hell of a lot more people that might have wanted to be walking down that street, but were, for very good reason, afraid to do so.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
I suppose when I look back and think about that, I just feel thankful, you know?
Yeah.
And one of those people, actually, which is amazing, was David Norris.
You know?
So who, you know, is one of the most important kind of public figures of the last 50 years in Ireland. And you know, I remember images of him celebrating on the day of the marriage referendum in Dublin Castle.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually aware that he was there in 1974.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, if there's a man who deserved to celebrate that day, it was like, you know, the person who started that all here on this island, you know.
I mean, could you imagine the courage that it would have had to have taken those 10 people and what's grown from that? It really just shows you, if you're brave enough and courageous enough, what can happen.
Absolutely. But I think you have to be prepared for a potentially very long road whenever you do that.
Exactly.
And it can be very lonely. It can be very frightening.
Mm-hmm.
But as a gay person now living my life, I'm just thankful to those people.
Exactly. So. And it's a massive celebration 50 years later. And it's just such a huge occasion. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, things are a lot different. But there is still room to grow. But first, tell us a little bit about Shine. So that's happening at the National Concert Hall on Thursday. Isn't that right? So who's on and what are they going to be performing and talking about?
So yeah, so we've got Wallace Bird, an amazing artist actually living in Berlin, coming over especially for this. We've got Susan McFadden, we've got loads of other great singers. We've got the Gay Men's Chorus of Dublin as well, who are going to be backing us up in a couple of songs, which I'm really looking forward to. You know, I think maybe 20, 30 voices, you know, behind you with the orchestra.
So powerful.
Pretty amazing. So
yeah.
That's going to be really special. We have guest speakers each night, slightly different in Dublin and in Limerick. But yeah, it's going to be pretty special. And if you're interested in celebrating that 50 years, this is the place to do it.
Exactly. And we have to talk about your own performance, because late show viewers will remember this. Let me just play this for a second. Hang on, have a listen to this.
Cry, boy, cry, boy, cry. Cry, boy, cry. Cry, boy, cry.
What a voice, Shobzy. Oh, that is beautiful. So can we imagine that with the RTE Concert Orchestra behind you? It's going to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well.
So that was your performance of Small Town Boy. Such a powerful song with a real story behind it, and the incredible vocal of Jimmy Somerville. So what was it like taking on that song and covering it?
Oh, and like it was at a time in Ireland where, you know, the community were really, really damaged by a set of, I won't speak too much about it for the family's sake, but a set of horrible murders that happened in Ireland.
Mm.
And everyone was in shock. I was asked to do it on the Late Late. And like, yeah, so the song was a big enough stress as it was, but the whole situation was very, very emotional and difficult. But got through it, and it's actually still kind of in my set list of when I'm playing my own music.
Yeah.
It's still actually in the set, because It's become part of me now, almost. It feels like that. And Jimmy Somerville actually tweeted out about it as well.
Really?
At the time, which was pretty good.
Incredible. But you sing it so well. Your voice has this elegance to it. And it was just goosebumps. Even just listening to that short 30-second clip. So when you do sing that song, do you need like a little second to yourself just before you take it on? Because like you said, it's quite emotionally charged.
Oh, yeah. And like, and every time... Basically, if you don't fully commit yourself to the moment of that song, when you go for that high cry note, it's not going to come out. Like, so
yeah.
You just have to, it's somewhere between singing and shouting when you emit that out of you. It's like shouting out grief that I have for my own life and for my own, and I think about actually the gay people who have struggled in their life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you are gay, maybe... that is slightly synonymous with some level of personal struggle that you might have had getting to the point of coming out. I think nearly everyone experiences that, going through that. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a, like, I didn't come out until I was 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
So all my teenage years were me kind of lying to myself and to my friends and to my family.
Mm.
And you kind of look back on that and you kind of grieve it a little bit and go, but then you think, okay, look where I am now as opposed to that. And yeah, I just, whenever I sing that song, I think that and I think about all the people who might be experiencing that in this moment.
Mm.
I just hope they can get themselves through it. You know?
Exactly. Because it is hard. But like, it's fabulous when people like you come out and you speak about your experiences and that people aren't alone. And Jimmy Somerville himself, he said that in the 40 years since Small Town Boy came out, so much has been achieved. But of course, that can't be taken for granted. There's so much more that needs to happen as well, isn't there?
And we can't go backwards either.
We can't go backwards.
And I know that people might think, oh, they're just panicking there. That's not true. Like, it's very possible that things can go backwards. We see in America some pretty strange things are going down with regards to, you know, don't ask, don't tell kind of mentality, and don't say gay and all this kind of stuff. So it's like, we have to really be careful about it and protect what these originators fought for.
Exactly. And you know what, we're going to get some helplines and great websites that people can go to if they are struggling themselves and they want to come out and they don't feel like they're able to just yet. They need to build up the confidence or they need to speak to somebody and get the advice, because when you're 18, 19, you're so young.
Oh my God.
You're so young. You've got so much life to live and you don't have the experiences, you don't have the life advice or the life kind of experience to kind of help you through that moment.
Yes.
So we will share some of those in just a second.
Mm.
Now, these joyous occasions and events that are taking place on Thursday, June 20th and Friday, June 21st. So what kind of preparation do you need to put in place before these gigs?
Well, we have a lovely rehearsal now next week that I always love the rehearsals. Any second in the presence of the RT Concert Orchestra is just an honour, you know, because you hear just this, you get taken by it every time. And so we will be rehearsing loads for it. And I'm looking forward to going down to Limerick, actually. That venue is in the university. It's a beautiful theatre that I went down to visit when we were doing a press run for it. It's absolutely incredible. So I can't wait to play down there as well. And National Concert Hall, obviously, the day before.
As well. So there's going to be loads of music. Is there going to be people speaking as well?
Yeah, there is. So there's guest speakers. I believe Kate Brennan Harding, actually, of 2FM, is going to be presenting it alongside Neil also.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be some great speakers and people talking about their experiences too.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Loads of music, lots of inspiration, and the preparation that's gone into this, it's big. I mean, it's an orchestra. Mm-hmm. There's a choir. There's all of you fabulous artists. It is just going to be such a special, special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be wrecked after those gigs.
Oh my God, absolutely.
You really are.
I'll be just laying in bed, you know, hopefully after a good job's work after it, you know.
That's it, exactly. Now, you've been off in Germany for the last couple of years. You've been working and writing and creating music. So you're back with some new music. Is that right, soon enough?
That's right. So actually, in kind of, I think July 12th, actually. And I haven't said that yet on anything. So July 12th.
A little exclusive.
I'm releasing a song called Entertainment. That is probably my favourite song I've ever made. And It's very radio friendly as well, lads. You're happy to know. I'm sure 2FM will love it, guys. You're going to love
it. We will. We absolutely will. Amazing. Well, listen, Shabzi, you're a very busy fella, so I better let you go. And thank you so much for coming in. And just to say that lgbt.ie/local helplines has lots of local helplines. That's lgbt.ie/local helplines. You can also check out belongto.org, and there's loads of fabulous people out there there to help anyone who feels like they might be struggling.
Another interesting one is called Minding Creative Minds. So if you are in the creative industry, if you have any personal issues of any sort, that could be regarding sexuality, regarding finances, regarding anything, Minding Creative Minds is a free helpline also. Excellent.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you so much, Shabzi. Dublin LGBTQ Plus Pride Festival in collaboration with the RTE Concert Orchestra presents Shine on Thursday, June 20th at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and on Friday, June 21st at University Concert Limerick as part of Limerick's Summer Proms. Shabzi, Wallace Bird and Susan McFadden are among the guest artists joining the orchestra. All the details are on rte.ie/co.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.